talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. I'm talking about boxing. Just absolutely boxing. Boxing. Just absolutely boxing.
All right, y'all, what's going on? Welcome back to Just Absolutely Boxing Podcast. My name is Ant.
Your boy P.
And we are back, man, with episode 40. Happy 40th episode, P.
Yes, sir.
You know, we took a little week off last week, you know, but like you said, we always stay ahead of the game, and you know, it's always good to kind of chill out, you know, and just sit back and look at things and then come back in. And you know, how you feel about that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for me, Aunt, I had a birthday last week.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go back home to Baltimore.
Yeah, tell us, you know, a little bit about that, man. Shoot, that was interesting stuff, man.
It just was, it's always good to go back home.
Yeah.
Where you from, your friends, your family, your loved ones, and just reconnect. And, you know, like I say, from the city to the streets to the schools, it's just all history and memories. So, like I say, I don't get to go back much, but I'm trying to go back more often now. But it was good. It was just, it was all good, all positive stuff, you know, despite what a lot of people might hear about the city. It was all positive stuff, you know, for me, and it was a good trip. I needed to go back, and I like to say sharpen my blades, you know what I'm saying? I'm south, yeah. You know, so I had to go back and get sharpened up a little bit.
Oh, okay. But, oh, you want to lose the city swag, man? You want to,
I mean, not so much.
You turn into one of us down here.
Well, not so much the swag, and just I don't want to lose my edge. That's all. I'm getting older, man, so I want to just stay sharp. That's all.
Right. Well, you know, I say one of us down here. Like sometimes, like I said, I grew up down here, but I really don't consider myself like a full fledged Southerner, just because I was always looked at different. You know, I still don't feel like. Yeah. That country boy down, I know I was from there, you know, just I was always kind of out of the box with it. So
with the overalls on and the piece of hay.
Yeah. Yeah, I do some of that stuff, but I don't wear the overalls, you know. But but yeah, man, going home, I know what you mean. Like for some reason, like when I moved from my hometown, like I was glad to move, but every time I go back, I feel like a sense of relief. Like that elephant's off my back, you know, I can just kind of sit down and kind of chill, and my mind's more open to think. You know, yeah. I don't know why that is, man.
Yeah. I mean, like they say, it's no place like home, you know, but, you know, I was trying to handle a little bit of business too, and I definitely wanted to get by the Upton, you know, boxing gym. It's in Baltimore City, Pennsylvania Avenue.
Oh, okay.
That was part of one of the reasons why I wanted to, you know, go up to the city or whatever. So I got to make that happen. I actually got to chop it up with Coach Calvin Ford for a little bit.
Oh, super cool
guy, you know what I'm saying, down to earth. And like I said, overall, it was just a good time. You know, I know I already been getting text messages and, you come home, you ain't taller than me. I can't see everybody, y'all. Y'all know I love all of y'all, but I just, it's not enough time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I already got the sharp text messages already.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, it's kind of good to have that, you know, you always kind of have some people that. Because see, me and my family is so tight, and you know, just this little circle that when I go home, nobody knows except the people I'm going in the house. That's it. You know, nobody's ever knowing when I'm going home, because there ain't really no other family out there for me like that. But you know,
I mean, you're right, but it sucks because I want to see people. I want to make people happy, and when people not happy, it bothers me, but it's all good. You
know? Yeah, definitely, man. And then, you know, like you said, meeting the coach, that was just kind of like one of them stars aligning thing, you know.
Dude, that's a deal right there.
Seek him out. He was just out there.
After that happened, I was just ready to go home, man. I'm like, all right, shit, mission accomplished.
Yeah, we made connects, right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, of course I had fun, but that was just, you know, like I say, I really didn't expect that to happen, you know, actually run into, you know, Coach Ford, you know, out there. So definitely a good experience. You know, he definitely heard about the Jab Effect and the Jab podcast.
That's what's up.
And like I said, he said he'd be down in this area and check for him. So we definitely going to check for him when he down in this neck of the woods. Man. Ain't no question.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. But, yeah, other than that, man, yeah, it was kind of good, like I said, to just kind of chill out. And, you know, wasn't like we were ignoring the whole Jab Effect movement. You know, we were still in there making moves, Instagram and all that. So,
yeah,
you know, making the plans and everything, man. But today, man, we just want to talk a little bit. We want to talk a little bit about an interesting topic, you know. And I know some people might try to say it's a rumor, but it's not a rumor when it comes straight from the fighter's mouth. That's how I see it. But, you know, a few days, well, about a week ago, you know, Tank Davis, you know, he posted on his Twitter that he think he would like to go into the UFC, you know. And when as soon as he posted that, man, what was your first reaction?
My first reaction, I mean, I honestly thought it was kind of cool and interesting.
Yeah.
You know, he's a young boy from the city, and fighting is one of the things that we do good. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
one of the
right.
things that we do good. So, mainly him being a younger guy, I thought it was good. You know what I mean? And it's like, in today's world, man, sky's the limit, dude. So it's like these young people who want to do stuff and people who want it. I mean, I take my hat off to them for having the courage to do that, man. Cause we live in a different time where you're able to do these things. You know, I remember when Bo Jackson played football and basketball, and that was like groundbreaking. You know what I'm saying?
Baseball, all of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, baseball and football or whatever. But now, I mean, you got a lot of transition athletes, you know, crossing over and doing different things. I mean, because an athlete is still an athlete. You know what I mean? You're in shape. You just had to get conditioned for whatever, you know, or train for whatever, you know, sport you may be in. But you're in shape. You're an athlete already. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Yeah, you can't really – when you're in that realm of, you know, training and doing these different things with your body, you just sometimes don't feel like you want to limit yourself to just one thing. You know, as an athlete, you look for challenges. And when you look for a challenge, it might not be another fighter with a belt. You might want to go to a whole different sport and, you know, take your chances there, test the waters, you know. Because, like, my first reaction, yeah, when I first saw it, some people, they were already, you know, saying, pointing and saying, he ain't going to do it, you know. My whole thing was like, yeah, man, I'd like to see it. It was kind of exciting when I saw it because, you know, my first reaction was this is a young kid. And like you said, he's from that rough city and all he know is fighting. You know, he's a fighter, whether he in the ring or out of the ring. So
you can't knock
something he's going to take a chance at. That's another positive road, you know.
Right. And to me, whether it happens or not, it's still interesting to see him thinking about something like that. And you know what I mean? This is not a kid who's been boxing for a long time, who you would say is born with the sport. It's not a guy who you would say, well, maybe boxing is not your thing. He's still growing and forming. We still, you know, a lot still remains to be seen with this guy. You know what I mean? So I just thought, you know, throwing it out there was just very interesting because it could be a possibility. You know what I'm saying? It could be a possibility that he could excel in both sports.
Right. Because, you know, like you said, like, he's doing all right in boxing, but right now you don't really see him on that like a Terrence Crawford path where, you know, he's fully in it 100%. You got to remember, like you said, he was pulled out of Baltimore fast as hell. And like you said, he was skyrocketed up with Mayweather all the way to England so fast. Like, he didn't really have a chance to think for himself.
Yeah.
You know, he just kind of wanted to take that chance because he said, this is money. You know, this is money right here. So I got to go.
And think about how crazy that is, man. You having fun. You don't feel like training. I'm chilling with Floyd in Dubai right now. fuck the gym. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, you know, you still have to understand that. Okay, only reason I'm chilling with Floyd is because I have to go into the gym and train so I can win fight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
It's hard, you know, for a young man that age. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He might have, that lines could have got blurred where he thinking, man, Floyd just scooped me up. I'm good. I ain't even really got a fight. And Floyd had to be like, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still a mill. You still a ticket. You know what I'm saying? Sticking,
right. You ain't made it yet. You still part of his investment.
Your investment. So I don't know. I mean, it's a very interesting dynamic that, you know, he finds himself in. I mean, a lot of people have been signed, but we're talking about being signed to something so big like that. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yeah,
that's an interesting thing from a kid from the wrong side of the tracks, you know?
Yeah. And I guess it's like my question to you, I guess, like, since he moved that fast and got in there with Mayweather, do you think his hunger has died down already just a little bit?
I mean,
for boxing.
Yeah, that could go back to like we just said. I mean, shit, he's done stuff that boxers might not ever do. Mm-hmm. He's done it already.
Yeah.
And not like financially as far as buying a house and all that, but experiences, going all over the world, you know, being in different circles and realms, you know, because of Floyd Mayweather, he could have really topped out real quick.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it's still like a kid with a short attention span. I mean, he made money. His mom, he took his family out the hood. Mother living good, got money in the bank already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, that could be a factor. And, you know, like, how hungry is he still, you know, to box anyway?
Right. Well, you know, I was just thinking, man, like when you mentioned that earlier, I just thought of this song. This Method Man line, he said in the song, he was like, I do my best work when I'm stressed out and under pressure. You know, I kind of think that's kind of how it is for fighters. I think in the beginning, he was more feeling like, hey, he was stressed. He had that pressure on him. So he kind of had to fight harder. But once you're given so many things, it kind of takes that pressure off your back. And then you feel like, hey, if I do mess up, I still got this to go home to now, you know? It kind of takes some things off you, and which I can't really be mad at. But at the same time, he hasn't really learned some of the things Floyd has learned when he was stressed out and under pressure. Because when Floyd was coming up, he kind of had a longer, harder road. He didn't have somebody just to pull him out like Tank did, like Tank did. So,
and see, you have to really kind of hold Floyd kind of accountable for that, because Floyd took a lot into him and really gave him a false sense of reality. He gave him Floyd Mayweather's reality, but this is your reality if you win fights and you do the right thing. I mean, it's not this is me already. This could be, you know what I'm saying?
He kind of needed to take him to the grit that he grew up in. You know what I mean? Kind of fake him out, think he gonna be all in this big mansion and everything, chilling. But then when he go home, he'd be like, oh shit, you taking me to this kind of gym? And you ain't letting me hold none of this.
I mean, for a kid from Baltimore, even hanging with Floyd Mayweather, that's something in itself alone, let alone talking to him, going to his house, knowing his, I mean, it's just next level, dude. It's just next level. And I said that early in some of our episodes, just the maturity level that he would have to have being that young and being exposed to all the things he's being exposed to without self-destructing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, you know. He has to have some type of fortitude. And what word am I looking for?
He has to have like an appreciation for it.
I mean, just something holding
the situation,
holding it together. Yeah, something deeper than just what we see. You know what I mean? Because I mean, mind you, just because he rolling with Floyd now, don't forget, don't think he don't remember some of them days in the shelter, some of the bad days he went to. He only 20-something years old. That wasn't a long time ago. That wasn't, you know, 30 years ago. So,
right.
You know, I mean, it's just a lot. At the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but mainly having that super fast trajectory up like that. You know what I'm saying? Floyd Mayweather, I mean, like I said, Floyd Mayweather could have did him like a Badu Jack. Badu Jack probably had Floyd's phone number, been to his house and stuff, but they still was just kind of the workers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of got the golden boy trip, you know what I'm saying? Tank was the one who the rest of them was getting mad. Oh man, Tank a little punk, man. Oh man, look, man, Floyd gave him, oh man, look. Floyd ain't never do that for us.
he was that guy that came in and, you know, got that bigger salary, and he just started while the other guys, they've been working consistently. You know, they're like, damn, man, when's my shine coming? You know, I'm doing all the leg work here. So I kind of, I think he kind of.
From Floyd in there working with him, you know what I'm saying? The other guys get to see Floyd here and there, you know what I mean? But I think by him doing that, he kind of created something. I mean, Tank would have been better off just being just like one of the regular guys, you know what I'm saying? Because that alone, shit, I'm still signed to TMT. I still know Floyd. Shit, I still be around Floyd. But the relationship him and Floyd had was like, I mean, shit, who knows the conversations they had, eh? You know what I'm saying? I mean, who knows? But
we'll kind of think about like this. Here's another question. Like, going back to that line I was saying, like, when a person doesn't have many other options, they kind of have to work harder at the one thing to really get it. But in the other situation, when you're given everything you need to make yourself, it kind of seems like it puts kind of a, it kind of, what's the word? It kind of puts a handicap on your hunger. You know what I mean?
It does.
Like, you know how we sometimes say, man, if I had all this money, I would take it and I'd be able to do the things I want to do with it. But sometimes when you get all that money, you might say, shit, I ain't got to do it no more. I can just chill, you know?
Right. And anything, like you say, it takes, when you have everything, it takes the pressure off of, and like, not just finances, but when you have things like, for example, the James Brown documentary I was watching, I was telling you about how James said, I didn't have the good hair. I didn't have the light skin. So like the other singers, Little Richard, you know, the white guys and some of the other brothers back then who were popping. So he said, what I had to do, I had to go out there and out dance and out sing these guys. And that's what he did. So it's kind of like, you know, that same thing, because had he been light skinned and good hair, he wouldn't have been, we wouldn't know James Brown the way we
wouldn't
know.
He would have fell in with all the other, you know.
He wouldn't have dug that deep. He wouldn't have dug as deep as he had to dig. You know what I'm saying? You know, he wouldn't be Soul Brother number one. He wouldn't be.
Right.
So.
But to get what he wanted, he really had to, you know, work against those odds, and those odds are kind of what helped him, you know, surpass everybody else, you know?
Go to those levels. And those are things like, stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. Like a Deontay Wilder, you know, even Tank is another person. Tank don't have AJ's options. Tank is not going to be commentating. Tank probably won't be in the movie. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's in a position to make money right now and make some good investments, but it's like that Deontay Wilder. These guys who don't have all those options, you know what I mean? To me, you just seem hungry, and because it goes back to like what you're saying. I mean, AJ, even with the boxing, I mean, he has a lot of different options outside of the box. Well, and I ain't gonna lie, and the dude is having a fucking ball.
Exactly.
I see him the other day. I'm watching. He's on some game show, and despite one of the Spice Girls.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, because I saw how he was lucky. He was getting all hugged up. Boy, I used to think she was cute too, man.
He had the biggest smile on his face. He was just having a good time. I can't be mad at that. And it's not like he walking around mean mugging and being the dick. The dude is having a good time. Pimp. You know, like the picture this morning, he messaged him and Kevin Hart. You know what I mean? The dude is having a good time. Yeah. I'm not mad at him about that, but he need to get in there and defend the title against people that we want to see him in the ring with. You know what I mean? Yeah. I do like the guy. He's a very likable guy. He enjoying his life right now. He's having fun, but it's one problem. He got them belts, man. That's the only problem. He got the belt. You know what I'm saying?
He gotta remember that life, that other life, he can have that too. But when it comes to the boxing, he has to take that 100%. Like, those belts, you can't hold them hostage, man. You got all the belts in the heavyweight. You got the majority of them, you know. You got the majority of the belts that everybody's eyeing, you know. Everybody's eyeing you. So, yeah, with him, yeah, you can't, you know, you just can't lock that out, man. Like, the life you live in, it's either one or the other in his situation. That's how I see it.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Is he really having that intense pressure? Because he like, man, I just got the fucking phone with Steven Spielberg. He wants me to be it. You know what I mean? Who knows the conversations that he's having outside of boxing that's taking that edge off of boxing, that hunger that I have to do this. I have to do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because like with Tank, you know, he may, from the way he's talking, he might not be 100% into boxing, but he knows he needs some other options right now. So he's looking at, you know, maybe signing with the UFC or getting right into MMA, because now that I think about it, you know, maybe his hunger isn't really, his hunger for grinding, you know, is not over. Maybe it's not as strong for boxing. Maybe.
Yeah, that's my thing really about boxing, because like I said, he's already chilling with Floyd Mayweather. What gets really bigger than that? I had a belt. Yeah. I'm chilling with Floyd Mayweather. It's no other crescendo to really do.
Yeah, if he's already impressing Floyd, he feels like he already won. So his hunger is for finding his own lane, I think. That's what he wants to do. Yeah, and maybe boxing isn't really his lane. You know, we don't know that, but maybe it's not really where he feel like he's going to excel himself. But you never know. Like UFC, that's why it came up.
Yeah, for a lot of people, is they just were good at fighting. They hate, some people hate fighting. I hate the shit, but I was good at it.
But he likes it.
You know, people's mental makeup. But the one thing I know, this is probably last year, he, you know, Tank said that him and Cody Garbrandt were real close friends. So we don't know what's been happening behind the scenes, and it's new news to us. But I mean, Tank is in the gym anytime he wants to be with elite MMA guys if he wants to be, elite boxers if he wants to be. So we don't know what this kid has been working on, trying to pick up. We don't know.
Yeah.
We really don't know. You know what I mean? But I know, I thought that was an interesting thing that him and Cody were friends, because I'm like, wow, that's
two different. It's almost like two different realms sometimes. Yeah. You know,
two different realms, you know. It's not like just because they were MMA and boxing, but just two different type of people. They don't seem like they would have clicked to me.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Outside of the combat sport, yeah, they just don't seem like they were going to click. I know what you mean. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, but like I said, I mean, that's one guy that I know for sure that he has a relationship with, not just a conversation. He has a relationship with. It could be more. We really don't know, you know, what's been happening behind the scenes. So, you know, I'm game, man. I mean, I'm game.
I'm game too, man, because like I was just looking here, you know, the first announcement he made himself that he wanted to go, and that was like a week ago. Well, a couple of days ago again, you know, he went on record to say, hey, if he get trained here, he could whoop anybody's ass in the UFC.
Yeah.
And then just yesterday he tweeted, you know, that, you know, he wanted to, he said, Dana White, I'm waiting on your call.
Your call.
So I guess my question is, do you think it would be a good idea for him to jump in the UFC straight off and maybe not somewhere like a small organization?
The thing about it being on the Mayweather flagship, you got to go big. You know what I'm saying? He got to go big if he can accomplish it, it's going to be a hell of a feat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If he falls short, then they're going to say, well, he was fighting the best guys in the world. You know what I'm saying? In the UFC. But if he pulls it off, you know, Floyd want to pull that off. Yeah, man, one of my guys came through and ran through your whole 130-pound division, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? He would love to say that. You know, tell Dana that. So, put it like this, Ant. I would love to see Tank in there. Period. I don't want to see Floyd in there. Period, dude. Period.
No.
Mm-mm. Period. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I'm kind of hoping that all this attention that he's putting on the UFC and him getting in there is some kind of ploy to get Tank in there for real.
I mean, that's a, I mean, you know, this dude is a fucking mastermind.
Yeah.
His business taxes, so we don't know, because now he got the eye on him. The whole world looking at him and Tank right now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, with Teron Woodley in the picture too, you know, how can you not look at now?
You know, so it's we never know with this guy, and you know, and that's just go back to say, like, we don't know what's been happening behind the scenes. I mean, like I say, Floyd Mayweather, it's nothing for him to pay the best John Winkle Jackson coach, you know, nothing, and keep it secret, Ant. I'm gonna pay this, and you gotta sign this undisclosure document. You know what I mean? If he wanted to, I'm just saying. I mean, this type of money and power we dealing with, so we don't know. We know these fools not gonna run into here. We know Floyd ain't gonna run in there with his eyes closed. And he ain't gonna let Tank run in there with his eyes closed, Ant. Yeah, we know that ain't gonna happen. That ain't gonna happen because he know the dangers of it. You know what I'm saying? He know them kicks and chokes and shit is rare.
Oh yeah, yeah. And that kind of, yeah, when you say it like that too, it kind of makes me say, yeah, like he would make sure Tank is gonna get the best training, everything, you know. And you gotta think too, man, going back to what I was gonna say about it being a good idea. It could actually be a good idea, because think about it, man, the UFC needs new blood, man. Let's be honest. They've got a lot of guys that's coming up, you know, but at the same time, they need like somebody to put some shock in there, you know, put some new, just some drive in there. Somebody that talks, somebody that likes to be seen.
All the stars are dirty now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At the UFC. So they need somebody clean to come through and make some real noise, some knockouts, and Tank could be that guy. He could be that guy. I mean, because we got to think about it. And if he land on any of the guys, they going down.
Yeah, nobody's tasting that type of power, you know. Even if he's throwing it in from an MMA position, however you got to do the strikes there, you know, your leg positioning.
Yeah.
Nobody's tasting his type of power. That's what I'm saying. Like, they just kind of need somebody like him. And then Floyd is his hype man to kind of push him in there, because Dana himself is always complaining about somebody like Demetrius Johnson ain't pulling in sales, you know, pulling in ticket sales. So why not take that chance with somebody that's actually wants to be in there, and that you know is going to be a shoe-in for entertainment value? Because we got to remember, this is a sport, but it's still entertainment. You still got to bring people in.
It's in the business, you know what I'm saying? So, man, you know Floyd, that's what he's about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what he's about. So, let me ask you this, though, Ant, you know, just the idea of the crossing over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a boxer probably would be one of the closest things or easiest, one of the easier transitions over into that because of the certain disciplines to stand in. The, you know what I'm saying? Even though you're kicking and doing all that stuff, but just the discipline, you know, the boxer has to, you know, the discipline, the balance, the certain things that they do have in common. But what other boxers? You know what I mean?
Oh, what other boxers?
Yeah, for me though, Ant, for me, and I brought this up a while back, but the one that comes to mind to me is Deontay Wilder.
Because I like to think of some past fighters, but it's really hard for me to say.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
Hold up, Ant. Well, let me expound on the Deontay Wilder thing. Okay. I like Deontay Wilder. I mean, of course, he would be a heavyweight. Of course, he would be in there with big guys. But it would be like the John Jones thing. It would be he got the John Jones frame. You know, the long reach, the kicks. And that right hand, man, heavyweights are going down with that right hand. You know what I'm saying? Going right down with that right hand. Some takedown defense, some chokes. You know what I'm saying? But I would try to stay away from the ground and just, you know, use knees, elbows. You know what I'm saying? It just strikes pretty much, but he's one of the guys that I think could do it and would be good, because he's going to sell tickets. He's going to get in there talking stuff. He's going to perform. And I just think, you know, he's that athletic that he could get into the mix over there and shake things up a little bit. I mean, a la John Jones. I mean, if John Jones had got washed, I would have said, nah, this dude don't stand a chance. But John Jones, I thought his legs was too little. I thought he was, you know, but skill level, he proved me wrong. So just for me, and I right off the top, I think Wilder would be another interesting look crossing over. You know what okay. I'm saying?
Well, I got an interesting one for you because, of course, you know, it's not – it was kind of present fighter. But I was going to say I actually think Muay Thai fighters have better transition than boxers do over to UFC because, you know, I just seen so many, you know, the women and the men that they're already good with using their legs and how to defend against some takedowns and just some knees.
Fighting in a clinch, yeah, for sure. Clinches,
so they already kind of, you know, used to the type of different balance. So I feel like, yeah, more Thai fighters had that. But I actually think Andre Ward would actually transition over well.
That's kind of like a no-brainer, to be honest. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I would love to see him doing it early in his career, but even now, he could go over there and he's smart enough to outthink some of these guys and win, you know, some fights. But, and I was just saying, like, with the boxing thing, I said that's just one thing. It's other sports that, you know, mm-hmm. you could correlate. But just as far as, like, all the disciplines you have, the training, eating, the diet, it's a lot of, you know, tennis, you don't have to do that. Swimming, yeah. You're not doing that. Basketball, you know, you're not doing any of that with those type of.
That just popped in my mind. It was Muay Thai because, you know, I definitely feel like they transition well. But, you know, I think of guys like – well, I know they were older guys like Ray Mercer and James Toney when they went over there, man. It was just like they was dead beat, man, because they didn't know about all the other stuff, man. It was just crazy.
I mean, we've seen it done, but we never seen it done the right way, eh? You know what I'm saying? These guys, James Toney, I mean, they went – that was like a fish out of water. I mean,
that's what I mean. Yeah, he told
they did was worse than what Conor did. You know, Conor to me fared better, and they were Floyd Mayweather than what they did because it's just too many weapons over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Too many weapons. You know what I mean?
Before we go back, Andre Ward, man. I say Andre Ward because I think he was just a really good fighter, and he just has that mean streak in him, and when he sets his mind to do something, he commits to it, you know, whatever the challenge. It's not just like an athletic thing like with Deontay Wilder, like certain things he can do. I just feel like when he's in there with the guy, he knows, he figures them out. You know, he kind of knows what they're doing mentally as well as he knows what he's going to do mentally. But just his whole inside thing, even when he was in a boxing, when he gets on the inside, he knows how to bully you and maul you and, you know, he kind of knows how to study your body language and push you back and get his shots off. So imagine him mixing that in with kicks and learning the takedown defense, you know?
Man, like
imagine if his takedown defense was so immaculate where you couldn't take him down. He was like, he'd be like another Demetrius Johnson in there, you know? And since he doesn't have that much, you know, he's never really had a lot of pop on his punches, like a lot of power. He's always had all these other tools to nullify whatever another guy has. So he was just always one of those ones I would like to have seen make that transition, man.
Yeah. Ward, no doubt, was the type of person, no matter what sport he was in, he would have excelled because a lot of his inside, man. Like they say, 90% of the shit is mental. So what type of person you are? What's your makeup? You know, but I think Ward would be good because he's a thinker. And there you got to think, man. You got to think, if this motherfucker is rolling to the left, you need to think to go to the right. You know, it's a lot of thinking in there. And it's a lot of thinking in boxing, too. So that's why I say Ward, his IQ was up there from boxing. So that would fare very well with this shit. And definitely, if he had limited experience in it, you know what I'm saying? He would definitely have to be thinking a lot in there, you know, for his best what's-her-names. But that would be very, 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 very interesting to see. You know what I'm saying? It sucks.
Yeah.
And the window for it, you know, but.
And he, going back to his heart, too, because I kind of mentioned that because it's kind of like with Holly Holm when she transitioned over, you know, she had just heart, man. She just got the heart to go in there, because she didn't like just jump from boxing to MMA. She actually got trained up in everything. You know, she made sure her kickboxing was right. You know, she made sure her stamina for 5 minute rounds was right versus, you know, the 2 minute rounds in boxing, because they only have 2 minutes for women. But she just kind of made that whole transition, and it can be done for a boxer if it's done right. You know,
it can be done. But see, my thing is, age is the major factor. It has to be done early, because even though it's like some of these people have been training their whole life, so it's like even in 4 or 5 years, it's hard to get up to somebody who's been doing it for 20 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's same way with a boxer. I mean, you can learn boxing and a couple punches, but somebody who's been doing it for 30 years, it's no way to catch up to their intel on the sport. So that's my thing. I really think age is a key factor, because, I mean, it's a lot to learn, eh? It's a lot to learn. You know, kicks, takedown defense, you got to learn a little bit of jiu-jitsu, some counter jiu-jitsu, you know, all that shit. You got to, for some clinch, some Muay Thai. It's a lot you got to learn. So you got to be like a sponge and be able to suck that stuff up. And, you know, the younger you are, the easier it is to learn. Yeah.
Exactly. You know? And going back to Tank, that's why Tank, he fares better, you know, to really take this seriously. That if Tank wants to transition from boxing to the UFC, you know, he's got the age, he's got the strength, everything, man. So
backing,
you know,
he can make a statement that could never be made again, man, because he got Floyd Mayweather behind his back. You know, mm-hmm. he can make a splash in that world that would be so crazy. So yeah. I mean, we just got to see, though. We got to see, because, I mean, you got to realize on the back end, you know, Dana and them, they want somebody to rip his head off. They still want to. But who knows, man? At this point, they could be in fucking cahoots and just making money, him and Floyd. I don't know at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who knows?
Because you remember, it's an organization. It's entertainment.
Dude, it's business. So,
yeah. You
know, who knows? But like we said, we don't really want to see Floyd go over there. Tank, we love to see him take this seriously and see what he can do with it. You know, I be interesting to see, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because like for me, every time I hear certain boxers that want to go into the UFC, it's like, oh shit, I get scared for him. I'll be like, don't do it. But you know, as soon as Tank said he wanted to do it, I was like, I was all for it. You know, honestly, I was just all for it, hoping that he's not just saying that for tweets, but I hope he really wants to do it, man. Because I, like I said, I think he's the right age, and he would fare better, man. Oh yeah, here's another guy, man. What you think, man? I think Manny Pacquiao would transition real good.
Yeah, I mean, that would be interesting to see. Speed, the power, you know, those big ass calves. If he could generate a nice kick with it, I mean, it'd be interesting to see.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks that these guys are shells of themselves now. I mean, I wish we could be talking about some of these guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Really, where we can see, damn, man, that hand speed, that foot speed in the UFC. I mean, a prime Manny, I don't think nobody in that weight class.
The hands alone was just to be enough to.
The hands, I don't see it, dude. The speed, yeah. You know, and not necessarily hand speed, but just the foot speed in and out, moving all around.
Yeah.
They ain't seen that speed before, man. They think Freddie had some decent footwork. It ain't like that boxing footwork. They ain't never seen that. Like, remember Frankie Edgar?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That would just be like 2005 Pacquiao, 2009 Pacquiao, just to see him in there and just putting in that type of work on them fighters. That would have been amazing to me, man. I also think Mike Tyson would have did good too, man, in MMA. What about you?
I would be curious to see if the MMA fighters were intimidated by him before the fight, you know, like the boxers were, because that will play a big factor into it too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. It would be interesting because some guys, Mike would be up against some big guys. I mean, Mike was like 5'11", but, you know, some big heavyweights, Frank Mir, you know, some big boys. It would be,
yeah,
you know, it would be interesting to see. Yeah. You know, Mike had to learn some wrestling. It's even funny thinking about Mike Tyson fucking wrestling, though, dude. I can't imagine him sprawled out wrestling nobody, dude, because.
Like, I keep imagining him, you know, coming forward with his head, but then that's where it stops, man. I can't just imagine.
That's it, dude. Yes. You can't even imagine him locking up with nobody.
You got to think, yeah, in MMA, man, like, just about everybody has a loss. It's hard to go through undefeated because anything can happen in it. You know, like, you know, we call boxing the sweet science because that's what it is. It's like you discipline to just use one weapon, you know, your hands, where in their game, it's like free game. You know what I mean? Of course, there's rules, but it's like everything is up for grabs and you can't prepare for everything as much as you want to. You can't prepare to not to get choked out, you know. One little slip of the hand and they put their arm up under you and, you know, you're done. So, you know, in their sport, it's just like undefeated record don't really mean nothing, you know. So,
yeah, nobody. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. And that's what shit, like, pissed me off about John Jones because he was undefeated. He had that one DQ for the
league. Jones record, yeah.
But he was undefeated, dude. He could have been great, man.
Yeah.
But you know, like you say, other than that, man, you know, you got it. People take L's in that all day long. But but it kind of will be interesting, Ant, to see, you know, because in that sport, they're saying, oh, everybody takes an L. It would be interesting to see if a boxer came over and didn't take an L because he was a higher level, higher quality athlete than those guys.
Right. Yeah.
Because something like that happened.
What's crazy is the girl, you know, Joanna, she was undefeated up until she fought the girl out of Thug Rose, you know, but she took it all the way with just her style, Muay Thai style. So I'm like, it's possible. But the thing, the reason I feel like she lost this fight was because she got too big for her britches. You know, she.
Yeah, that's my thing. Like, because, I mean, Rose just hit you and it didn't even look that hard and you just went down and crumbled.
Tap from strikes. Yeah, you tap from some strikes. That's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I think skill-wise and physically they can do it, but something in their mind just always messes that undefeated streak up, man.
Especially, but see, and it's them, like, them evil people. Not evil people, but the people when they got that
negative
energy. That negative energy. You know what I'm saying? How Buster did it on Mike and Lennox did it on Mike and Rose did it on Shorty. You know what I'm saying? It's like when it's something mentally that happens when a person don't fold or don't respond how they expect, something happens to them and they just, you know what I'm saying, dude? Yeah. They just fall apart.
They fall apart, man. And that's what I'm saying. Like, it would be possible, but that mindset would have to be consistent. It's always the mindset. Like, it's always the mindset. Well, just like Ronda Rousey, man. Like, she kept doing what she was doing, her thing, and then all of a sudden Holly Holm comes, she acting like a fool, you know, and get knocked out two rounds. So it was her fault mentally. It was her fault mentally. So.
And mentally, like you say, it was her fault mentally. And that's why she couldn't handle the loss.
That's why she couldn't handle the loss.
She in there thinking this, that, and the third, and the mental, the loss just destroyed her mentally. You know what I'm saying? So like you say, I mean, that's what can happen. That's what can happen, man.
Yeah.
You know, you get on that hype train, and that's what can happen, brother.
Yeah, because the whole time, you know, they be hungry, man. They be doing their thing. Fighters just do their thing. But then when they get on that, they start smelling themselves, you know, like they say, man. They start getting on and feeling their hype. That's when they just become like a shell of themselves. They just start acting, you know.
So, I mean.
But yeah, man, as far as Tank, man, yeah, I would like to see that, man. And I know we didn't really chime in too much on his physical status here, but yeah, physically, yeah, he just got that bill for a guy that could transition to the UFC, man. He got that little wide frame.
Thick ass neck.
You ain't gonna choke him out. He got the power. And he could be flat footed at times, which could kind of be good for him. But yeah, man, I hope it's more than talk, man. Like, how soon do you think he would have to do it?
Man, you know how Floyd thinks. So now it's floating around and he applying for a license and all this. We don't know if it's in the works or what, and I don't know. The Conor McGregor thing, I thought that would never happen. The Conor McGregor thing, but it happened. You know, so I don't know, man. It's hard for me to call it nowadays because people be doing stuff I never thought they would do. So
yeah, he could be having his debut like in September or something. You know that?
Yeah, he talking about Dana. I'm waiting on a call, and you know Dana would love to mix it up with that type of money and that. I mean, come on, it's just a good look all the way around, really. I think, you know what I'm saying. I mean, first time you young boxer. You know, at the top of the game because of who he affiliated with, you know what I'm saying? Crossing over. It's not an old guy, it's not a washed up guy. You know, I mean, like we know Floyd is not gonna send no bum in there. You know that?
Nah, he ain't.
Especially not him, you know, he look at him kinda like his son, or you know what I mean? So he, you know, he want the best for him.
Right, man.
There's some love there.
Shoot. I ain't gonna lie, man, I like to see Tank in there. Whooping up on Uriah Hall or TJ Dillashaw, somebody like that, you know.
TJ, woo! That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Go. Work his way up to a super fight with Demetrius Johnson or something, you know.
Oh, God, that's the end, man.
Of course, that would have to be a few years down. So.
I know, Ant, but Manny and Mighty Mouse.
Oh, man. See?
Woo!
See that? That would be hard to call, man. They would have to be fighting off a heart at some point.
And it's just mouthwatering just thinking about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't even call that one the speed. A prime Manny, of course. A prime Manny and a prime Mighty Mouse.
Prime Mighty, yeah. Shit, that'd be dope, man. Yeah.
Crazy. So, you know, like I say, the market is out there. And it's just we need the right players, you know what I'm saying? We don't need guys going over getting tapped out in one round. You know, we need guys going over winning to prove that it can be done.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And for me, honestly, man, I think Floyd making his way into the UFC and maybe becoming a business partner, some type of back end putting in there for Dana White. I think he needs that. I think he needs that now because I think Floyd, he can bring over a lot of his haters and his fans, you know, and haters, they pay more than some of the fans do, you know, they'll pay to see fights more than the fans do sometimes. So I think having Floyd in there can only be a good thing because he's bringing all his
trust me, Dana mouth salivating. Trust me, he ain't.
Dana, look, you lost Silva, you lost Jones, you know, who else are you gonna lose, you know? So Floyd bringing in a whole big market, a whole demographic.
This dude is salivating. I don't know why Tank got to wait on the phone call. Dana, he waiting to make that call. He probably just waiting to make sure if it's official or not, but I know he's salivating over it because this is major, dude. This could be major.
Yeah, definitely, man.
You know, and the thing about it, they already did it once. They already did business with Floyd and UFC, so they can do business again. You know what I'm saying? They can do it again. It's already been done, so.
Because think about how big this could be, because right now you got girls like Heather Hardy, you know, she's making the transition from boxing to MMA, and people on a smaller level, they're congratulating her for it, and she's not even in the UFC, but see, Tank, he's a champion, and he's going to make that crossover at a young age, too. That's nothing but big things for both of them, you know?
Yeah, all day, man. All day. All day.
So yeah, man. We've been talking about this a while because like we said, man, like we don't really talk about rumors. You know, this ain't no rumor because when it comes straight from the fighter, that's when we like to discuss it, you know.
For sure.
But is there anything else you wanted to say about it, man?
No, man, just like I said, it sounds very interesting. Sky's the limit right now, you know, for athletes to do, you know, whatever their heart may desire. So I'm looking forward to seeing Tank and seeing some more guys do it the right way and take it seriously and do it and not just go over for the, you know, freak show.
Right.
I think it's a good look.
Yeah, definitely, man. Shoot.
I mean, because like I said, I'm sorry to jump in, but Ant, can you imagine if you have the belt in both sports, Ant, the bragging rights of that?
That would bragging be, that's history that? Making
that's
right
why
there.
I say Wilder, if Wilder could be the baddest man on the planet in MMA and by, oh my God, and it's a
I'm trying to picture Wilder in them shorts, man, and, you know, throwing them long leg kicks, man.
You can't see him in the Anderson Silva shorts. You know, you're going to have the spandex on.
Oh,
the Anderson
boy.
Silva
yeah,
shorts.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that it could be, that's a marketing dream. You know, you're the heavyweight champion of boxing and UFC.
Yeah.
Come on, dude. Come on, man.
Holly made history.
Could do it. I'm just saying the idea of it.
Yeah, because Holly, she made the history by being, you know, former boxing champion and then becoming a UFC champion. But imagine holding both in your prime, you know? That's crazy.
Come on, you are literally the best man on the planet, hands down, without a doubt. It's crazy. It's crazy to think about something like that. You know what I'm saying?
I want to see this, man.
I mean, because technically, even in the heavyweight, you wouldn't necessarily, I mean, to me, a boxer might could do it in the heavyweight because of the punch factor. You're such big guys and throwing big punches that.
Yeah, definitely.
The striking could be very vital and with the heavies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was just watching that one fight. What's that dude's name? Frank Hunt and that other Silva. That was on like Saturday, man. And them punches.
The one dude. And what happened?
I can't remember if that was the one that was a knockout, but it was just those punches, man. It was just like every time you would think somebody's gonna win, they would land a big shot, and we would just change the whole text of the fight, just like we're saying with heavyweight, like with Wilder, you know, Wilder, he could be, you know, one man about to get choked out. he just windmill that arm, man.
Because
you know how we was picturing, we couldn't picture Mike, you know, trying to wrestle. I could picture Wilder getting choked out, man.
Stop it, Ant. Stop it, dude. Stop it.
Man.
Stop. He got a small head, Ant. Stop.
I guess so, man. It's just like, don't I can see his
head. Like that.
I can see his neck bending and you know, somebody getting that guillotine. Man.
Stop, man.
Stop. Oh, man.
My boy like that, cuz.
Hey, anything could happen. I think, man, like.
But yeah, the heavies, that would be different, you know, because of, you know, those punches. But that's all I really, you know, got on the Ant, you know. All
right. But yeah, man, like I was saying, closing, man, just say, you know, boxing is life, man. And if you in MMA, you just learn that boxing is life. See, you got boxers coming over there because it's life, man. You know, in boxing, every day, you know, you gotta find a different way to win at something, man. So even in life, man, like if one thing ain't working, you always got to have another outlet, man.
Yeah.
That's just how it is, man. Some people always say you just need to focus on one. You got to have more than one option in life, man.
Yeah, today's world, definitely.
World, yeah. Because, you know, back in the day, you could focus on one thing and
that's
good.
That's all they let you focus on back then, man.
Yeah, that's yeah. Well, I'm talking like in early 90s, mid 90s for me.
Nowhere.
But yeah. But yeah, man, like I always say, make sure y'all subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You know, shout out to our followers on Instagram, always interacting with us, man. What else you got going on tonight, Pete? Nothing really.
I gotta go get some science project stuff for baby girl. She got a science project, but we're gonna do something different for something new. So we found some pretty cool stuff online. So run her to get that stuff or whatever. But before we go in, I want to definitely give a shout out to Coach Calvin Ford. I boot them, you know what I'm saying? Definitely cool dude. Down to earth. And be on the lookout for us, you know?
Yeah, definitely. definitely shout out to Coach Ford, man. I still think that was amazing when he posted that. I was like, oh, shit.
It is real, man.
But yeah, y'all, that's all we got for this evening. We'll probably be back later this week with another episode, you know. But like I always say, my name's Ant.
Boy P.
About to sign out. Peace.
Out.